Got a message from Pastor, and I said, you know, I needed that at that point. He said, Andrew, preach the word. So I said, Pastor, I appreciate it. Tonight, I'd like to come to you from the book of Joshua tonight. But before all of that, I was just asking the Lord, Lord, what will you have me to preach? So as I was aiming the word of God at mine own heart, the Lord was dealing with me. And the Lord told me to go to the book of Joshua because I needed to hear the message. And as I was studying this message, I preached it before my daughter and my wife. And my daughter kept going, yeah. I said, you're my child. You're going to say that. But my wife was like, oh, no. But I thank God for that encouragement from Brother Ryan. He said, man, preach it before your family. See what your family thinks about it. What a tremendous blessing that was. And but in the way of introduction to the story, I'm going to preach from the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And Joshua was to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land. But before that, it was Moses' job to do that. But Moses, because he sinned, God told him he wouldn't take the children into the nation of to take the children into the promised land. So let me look at Deuteronomy, the tail end of Deuteronomy, so I can just look at it and just explain what the Bible was saying. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And Moses, when he died, was 125 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And in verse 9, and Joshua, the son of Nun, now comes on the scene. So Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of spirit, the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And so when we go back and we look at Joshua, that's that Krispy Kreme donut, man, it's all over the place. When we go back and we look at way of introduction to the book of Joshua, the Bible's, you know, Joshua was the author. The meaning of his name is Joshua saves. Joshua is salvation. He was salvation to the nation of Israel. And the purpose, what was the date of this writing? I believe the date said it was 1380 BC when it was written. What was the purpose of the book? And I like this. The purpose of the book was the aim of the book is to demonstrate God's faithfulness to his promises. And by leading Israel into the land of Canaan. And so to whom was it written? To the nation of Israel. And so now as I give you a little bit of that background, and now I'll go over and to Joshua, and then we'll pray. But I'll read from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mightest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. In verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as I come before you, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, as I bring forth the word of God, Lord, this evening, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would energize my gift. And Father God, that I might be a blessing to these, your people, at Bible Baptist Church. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would guide and direct me. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord has spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, the servant of Moses, saying, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto a land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, as I was reading this, I found out that Joshua was a military aide. And Joshua is not only a military aide, but he was a commander. So God has now relinquished the responsibility to Joshua to take the nation of Israel into the promised land. And so now as Joshua is getting ready to prepare, Joshua now, after the death of Moses, he receives a message from the Lord. So Joshua now has this message. This an arousing call by the Lord. And so as Joshua is now taking this message, Joshua said, Moses, the Bible says in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, Joshua. Joshua was now told he needed to fill the gap. So what is Joshua going to do? As Joshua begins to fill the gap, Joshua has now been given a divine direction from God to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land. And so as he was getting ready to go, he said, arise, Joshua, go over this Jordan. So now Joshua has to get up. He has to go across the Jordan River. He has to take the nation of Israel with him into the promised land. I know one thing. That would have took faith, because not only did Joshua had to go, Joshua had to do some work. So as Joshua moved forward, in verse 3, it says, And every soul that the place of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, unto you, as I said unto Moses. So not only was Joshua supposed to go and take the land, bring the nation of Israel into the land, but God told him, Every soul of your foot that you should tread upon, that I have given to you. So now Joshua was not only to go, but just remember, this is the Canaanites. These guys were ruthless. So Joshua not only had to go into the land, he had to kill the Canaanites as he went along. And so as Joshua was preparing, God says, not only, Joshua, are you preparing? He says, I've already given it to you. He said, Joshua, by faith, you have to go claim it. So Joshua needed to go and do what the Lord had told him to. So the Bible says that, and so Joshua, along with the nation of Israel, had a human responsibility. What was his responsibility? To go over into the land of Canaan, into the promised land. And not only was he supposed to do that, but he was supposed to wipe out the Canaanites as he went along. I see why the Lord chose Joshua. He was a military man. And I see why he was even not being so that, I see why Moses laid hands on him, because Moses recognized what he was going to do, because Moses was not going to go into the promised land. And the reason why Moses was not going to go into the promised land, because Moses sinned against the Lord. And what did Moses do? God told him to speak to the rock. But instead, Moses struck the rock. And because of that sin, God told him he will not take the nation of Israel into the promised land. And it behooves us to believe God when he tells us something. You know, we should never go against the will of God. And I don't believe that that was Moses' thing to do that. But Moses was angry. And when we're angry, we fall into sin. So we have to be careful with that. And so he said, okay, I'm going to give it to you. But he had to go claim it. So I used this analogy when I was thinking about it. I said, you know what? I applied for 3 jobs. And I said, I go into the job. Job goes well. Get the interview. I didn't get it yet, but get the interview. And he said, listen, call you back. Hey, miss, listen, Andrew, I like that interview. We want to hire you. But we need you to come back 8:00 in the morning, the following day, and you need to sign some paperwork. But if I don't go sign the paperwork, I don't get the job. That's what God was telling Joshua. He needed to go claim the land. So Joshua needed to step out by faith, and he needed to trust God. And taking the nation of Israel into the promised land, he needed to destroy everything that was in his place, in his way. Why? Because God said in verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee, Joshua, all the days of thy life. What did he mean by that? Not any human being, nor anyone could take a stand before Joshua all the days of his life, the lifespan. So Joshua, being a military individual, like I said before, he was to take out the Canaanites. This sounds brutal, but when God tells you to do something, you got to do it. And that's faith. Joshua had to have faith, because Joshua could have been killed along the way. But you know what? God had already prepared the way for Joshua. That's like in our lives. God already has prepared our way. We have to go ahead and do what God has called us to do. And we have to do it in faith, believing that God has already provided a way for us. And so the promised land was promised to the nation of Israel. All Joshua needed to do was go and claim it. And then when he did that, being a military individual, this was a forceful charge. God told Joshua, hey, listen, I'm telling you, you got to go do this. And so Joshua believed the Lord, and he went and took care of it. But then also the Lord told Joshua, because he knew Joshua. He said, Joshua, in verse 6, be strong, Joshua, and of a good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide an inheritance for an inheritance the land. What he was basically saying was, thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land, Joshua, if you just believe it. Go and take care of the things that I told you to take care of, Joshua, and I'm going to provide for you. So Joshua went forward. So we are to grow and strengthen up in our faith as believers. Because when we do that, then we can walk by faith and not by sight. So that's the key thing here. You know, we ought to strengthen up in our faith. This is what Joshua did by faith. He strengthened himself up. He became bold, and he did what the Lord had called him to do. And so in verse 7, he also comes along again and says to him once again, nevertheless, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Nevertheless, Joshua, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe what? To do all according to the law which Moses my servant command thee. So Joshua was to go forward, do what the Lord had told him. Joshua was not to turn to the left hand, to the right, left hand, or to the right. Joshua was to stay the course. And as long as Joshua stayed the course, he could be he could conquer the nation, conquer the Canaanites. And that's in our own lives. When we're faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, God puts us in a position to do some great things for him. You know, when I look back and when I lost my job, it's been a tough time for me financially, but I walk by faith and not by sight. I trust the Lord for everything that he's doing in my life. Bills are piling up, but God knows what he's doing. So I'm faithful. I trust God's faithfulness because I know he says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So just remember that, Bible Baptist Church. God says he'll never leave us, Brother Gagnon, nor will he forsake us. And he has our best interests at heart. And he tells Joshua, my servant, he commanded Joshua. He had given Joshua an order. What was that order? Not to turn to your right hand or to the left. Joshua was to be strong in observing and obeying God, just as we are. We are to be strong in observing God and obeying God, his law, and his word. And so we are not to turn to the right hand or to the left. We are to keep the whole law, the word of God. The Lord says he will be with us wherever we go. We must believe this is by faith. So God says he will be with us. He will guide us. He will protect us. And so in verse 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. And as I was reading this, I saw something where the kings back in the days, they would write out something and they would say it, preach it in the tabernacle. They would go preach it in the tabernacle and the people would listen. That's how the Lord was guiding his people. So the kings would write down what the Lord told them to do, write down, and they would follow the script. So we thank the Lord because he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So when the trial comes at night, that's when we're most bothered in our sleep. We can't sleep. We're restless. That's when we need to pick up the word of God. The Bible says we ought to meditate on God's word day and night. And I tell you, just putting this message together, man, I shut everything down. But I grew. And I thank the Lord because I was faithful to studying. God has been faithful to me and my family. And I thank the Lord for everything that he's doing. I just thank the Lord because without him, I don't know what I would do. Joshua was instructed to continually speak and meditate on the book of the law in the tabernacle day and night. Joshua is told never to stop sharing God's word. That's with us as well. We're to keep God's word in the center of our hearts. We're not to share God's word. We're to take it with us. We're to share God's word and take it with us everywhere we go. Yeah, barbershop. Yeah, hospital. Yeah, job. Yeah, take the word of God with you everywhere you go. Because I can tell you what, if you're around people long enough, like I've been around folks long enough, they'll tell you about themselves, right? They'll immediately tell you about themselves. But at the end of the day, tell them about your Savior. That's what keeps us out of trouble. Tell them about your Savior. When you tell folks about your Savior, then they're going to do one or two things. They're either going to stay and listen or they're going to flee. God says, listen, I tell you that for a reason, because when you do that, you'll know who's on the Lord's side. So and when you're dealing with unsaved people, you have to let your light so shine that others might see it. That, and you know, that's a good thing I talk about our young people. Tell the Lord, tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you don't do it, because this world is so alluring, I see it in my own grandson. He's been torn up by this world. And I keep telling him, you got to stay in the battle. Can't give up so easy. Kanye, I love you. You got to stay in the battle. Don't give up. Stay the course. Text me today and said, Papa, I know God has a plan for my life. I said, but that's not the plan, what you're doing right now. That's not God's plan for your life. Stay the course, Kanye. But I thank the Lord. We need to stay the course as brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to pray for one another. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. Because at the end of the day, Once again, if our young people don't stand up for Christ, this world will destroy them. And tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember I said that to a young man who was here in the assembly, who's no longer here with us. He said, I want to live for the Lord. I said, then you got to tell your family. Tell your family about the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them what the Lord has done for you. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, they're going to doubt you, but I said, you got to tell them. And this is a young man that was restored back to the assembly. And he went right back out there. He didn't tell them. He fell right back into the game. See, that's what it is with us. We got to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, because that sets us apart from the world. The world will try and destroy us. And you know, and I shared with Brother Sister Cognington and Brother Darrell that my family, you know, going in, and I, unbeknownst to me, they said, Andrew, your dad that you thought was your dad is not your dad. I said, who would say something like that to a young man so harshly? Who would do that to someone? And I said, you know, thank God. I said, your mom made a profession of faith. She's in heaven. But I said, you know what? That's tough that you tell me that. I said, because, and when I got the feedback, they hated the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. They're going to hate you too. So I'm grateful for Bible Baptist Church. I come here every day because I'm so grateful for what God has done in you all's life and in my life as well. I don't know what, to be honest with you guys, I don't know what I would do without you all. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. In verse 9, I'll get back to the message. In verse 9, Bible says, have not I commanded thee, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. When I saw that, I said, that's me. Be strong, Andrew. Stay the course. Be not afraid. Be of a good courage. Neither be thou dismayed, filled with terror. We ought not to be filled with terror. We have a Savior that sits high and looks low. He wants to bless our lives continually. I'm grateful for what he's doing at Bible Baptist Church. One, and I'll tell you this, I'm grateful for Dr. Strauss. I thank God for Dr. Strauss, because he believes in us. He really believes in what is going on here, and I thank the Lord for Dr. Strauss, and I tell him that all the time. Lord, thank God for you, Dr. Strauss. You know, I don't, you know, he told me, Andrew, before I got here, once again, he said, preach the word, his faithfulness to God. Yes. That's what we need to have. And you know what? He's teaching us that, teaching us how to handle the word of God. When I heard about this program, about young men preaching up here, I said, man, I don't know about that, Dr. Strauss. I said, he said, but Andrew, he said, you're here though, right? I said, yeah, but I don't know about that. But you know, I thank God for Dr. Strauss. I pray for my pastor on a regular basis. I pray for his family. I'm grateful for what the Lord is doing in his life. And right now, we're a small church, but with a big ministry. We're in South Korea. We're in Ireland. We're in the Philippines. God is grateful. I see folks here that have gone through some tough battles. They're still here. Brother Jeff, my wife. Sister, you're there too. God's delivering you. Amen. He's going to heal your body. Amen. You know, you thank God. This is not prosperity preaching. This is God's word. Yes. So we are to be encouraged in what the Lord is doing here at Bible Baptist Church. And I saw something on the prayer list, and it says, I think it was Peterson's, and they said something about prayer warriors. I believe that. We are praying people. We are a corporate of praying warriors for the Lord Jesus Christ, a small church doing great things for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God I'm here. I know you all are as well. But we are to be encouraged in the promises of God by way of application and the presence of God. Just as Joshua was, and let not our infirmities dishearten us. Because God is all sufficient. And I thank God for Brother Ryan's preaching. He preached on the faithfulness of God. Brother Jeff, promises of God. The rock. This is where the Lord has us at. He has us to encourage one another. Promises, faith, rock, faithfulness of God. That's what we need right now. That's what we need at Bible Baptist Church right now. And this is what God has for us. So we ought to be encouraged in that. And I like that verse. Here it is again. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. My wife and I claimed that verse. We went into her chemo treatments and her therapy. But without faith, Andrew, Bible Baptist Church, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, thank you, Father God, for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to teach your faithfulness to us. Because, Lord, we need that in our lives. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. And, Lord, I'm just so grateful for each and every member that's represented here at Bible Baptist Church. Father God, be with our pastor, Dr. Strauss, as he's away, Lord. Put your arms of protection around him. Guide and direct them, Father God, and bring them back home to us safely. And, Lord, we'll be sure to thank you and praise you for it all. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.